Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we look at the Farm Bill debate, and we understand that it's been going on now for 2 years and a lot of work has gone into it, our main point is just to continue to urge the committees to complete their work. There's some tough decisions in front of them, but you know, agriculture needs the certainty of a multi-year Farm Bill so they can make the investment decisions that are needed. And in particular, in the case of cotton, we need new farm legislation that can resolve this long-standing trade dispute with Brazil.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We feel like that it's imperative that we get a new legislation and not do a short-term extension, because I think that just continues to create too much uncertainty for agriculture.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think particularly when we look at the potential for an extension, and that would probably be a short-term extension, perhaps 1 or 2 years, you know, unfortunately that would leave farmers without any predictable policy and any long-term policy with which they could make their investment decisions. I think the other concern is that we're going to continue to be in a very tight budget environment, so that new budget baselines and a continuing tight fiscal situation may just make it more difficult if we have to come back next year or the year after to try to write the same type of policy that we're doing today. And then again, going back in the case of cotton, just further concerns about the fact that Brazil is considering trade retaliation, and we certainly do not want to see that happen. And so a new farm policy, a multi-year farm bill, is the way to avoid that retaliation.